I know today's daf is welcome daf pei hey. We are on daf pei dalet amud beis, three lines from the bottom. The words Amar Rav Yochanan. Now the Gemara is going to talk about the din of the someone who's ma'ale evarim b'chutz. He's burning the burning his limbs outside. So Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Hashochet behema b'layla b'fim. So someone shechs the animal in the beis hamikdash, but at night, okay, and then the he'ele b'chutz, and then he burns them outside. So he's chayav. Right, he's chayav the courage for mechatzes, depending on what's made as a shogig, for male ibarim b'chutz. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush Rashi points out is even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said in our Mishnah that if you shech a behemah at night, it's nifsal legamrei, and therefore it's yored from the mizbeach. I mean, the mizbeach is not mekadesh at all. He still holds that if you shech it outside, inside, and you burn it outside, you're still chayav for burning it outside. Because it says there's enough of a kedusha to be considered a carbon that's being burnt outside, meaning you have to figure out what the chiluk is between inside, between it not being, between it coming off the mizbeach and being enough to establish it as a carbon for ha'alokutz. But that's what he says. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the Amud. He says chayev mishumale bechutz va'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda the amar im also b'tnim teirei. That's what the kedush is. V'lo mi baye, not concerned hanafim olo lo yerdu the chayev ala lasam bechutz. But those who say Yerju, they clearly hold that there's enough kedusha in a shrika balayla to make it a semblance of a carbon to be chayav for burning it outside. But last one, elafido hachar of Yehuda chayav. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayav. Why? Because shelo tehei chusa, it should be any worse mishokit pachutz umala bechutz. What happens if I shecht a carbon outside and I burn it outside? I'm chayav twice, for shechita and for halah. So it's going to be the exact same, it's not going to be any worse than that. Since you're chayav in that instance, you'd be chayav in the case where you shechted the night and burned it outside. Rashi says, Lotiyah pechusa mishoka b'chutz, amal sabachutz, the kaimalam b'ashofet, the chayav al-shechitasa, v'al aliyasa. So if you're chayav for burning b'chutz, if you shecht it outside, you're definitely chayav for burning it outside, if you shecht it inside, even at night, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks a kasha. We learn in a brisa. Hashochet of b'fnim. Instead of doing malika, you did shechita on a bird inside the azara. Umale b'chutz. And then you burn it outside the beis hamikdash. Potter. You're potter on this ha'alah. You're potter for burning it outside. Why? Rashi says, potter al haliyah, the eino miskava b'fnim el amalot. Because the only time you have a bird that's considered a carbon, enough of a carbon, if the malika's done to it inside. If you did shechita inside, it's nothing. Therefore, if you burned it outside, you did nothing. It's exactly against what we just said. Right? Umale b'chutz, potter. But the Gemara says, b'chutz, umale b'chutz, but if you shechted the bird outside, and then you were umale the bird outside, you're chayav for both. Because you took a kachim animal, you shechted it outside, and you burned it. So shechita means something outside, it means nothing inside. So the Gemara says, why? Nema, why don't we say that if you shecht it inside and burn it outside, you should be chayiv. Lo tehei pechusa mishokhet umal b'chutz. It should be any worse than shechting and burning it outside. Why the difference? So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one is tiyufta to kakash. And answer number two is I have an answer. I don't know why they say tiyufta, but they have an answer. Number one was tiyufta. You're right. Therefore, we slug up Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that shokhet behim v'layla b'fnim, and then mal b'chutz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can chayiv. We slug that up because you see from the bird that that's not the case. However, another answer is no. Ibai is saying there's a distinction between the oaf and the behema. The distinction being as follows: shechitas oaf ifnim nikal kotlay. Shechting a bird inside the heichal, inside the base of the migdash, is nothing. It's just killing the bird. You don't do anything, right? It's because shechita doesn't mean anything in the azar at all. It doesn't mean anything when it comes to chulin. It doesn't mean anything when it comes to kachim. The world of shechita is absent from the Beit HaMikdash. It doesn't exist. So therefore, if you shech the bird into the Beit HaMikdash, the same thing as stabbing it in the heart. You did nothing. Right? Therefore, if you shech the bird inside and burn it outside, you're putter. Because the shechita, there was no shemet of kedusha into the bird with the shechita. But by shechita laila, right, in our case, by shechita and laila, shechita night is kosher when it comes to cooling. It's just that there's a psul here. You're not allowed to do it at night. But the act itself is a viable act when it comes to kachim, right? And therefore, even though the din by kachim is that it's a shechita psula. Nevertheless, it is a shechita, and therefore, if the ivarim go up outside, you're bichayev. Now look at Rashi says. Rashi says, mikdal kotle lo shayach shechita b'fnim klal lo v'chulin lo v'kotchin. Aval shechitas laila shechita hi b'chulin hilkach b'kotchin shechita psula hi kruya. It's a shechita of a shechita psula. But it's never a shechita of kotchin. So if you burn it outside, you're chayev. Shechita of a bird inside, it's not even shechita. It's nothing. It's shooting the bird in the head. It doesn't do anything. It's a lump of size. Figure out what it is. But Tosos and Shechita Kobetzis have issues with Rashi's job. But let's go push it in and go according to Shechita Rashi. And that's what he says. That's the difference. I saw some people say, no, the chilik is that it's a chatzagabri issue. That the shechita, that killing a bird is a psul in the, is a psul in the gabra of the bird. It's killing, or is it, I don't know exactly how it works. It's on the chetza. Right, it's on the chetza. So killing checking an animal at night is only a psul in the gabra. And therefore what? I don't know. It's like to say that psul in the gabra is less chamor. What? This is the nafkamina. Then you have to say that a psul in the gabra is less chamor than a psul in the chetza. I don't know. You chetza gabra for the animal. I don't know how to, I didn't figure out how that worked out. Okay. Next. Amar Ula. Ula says the follows. Kodshim kalim shehelon lifnei zrikas damim lo yerdu shenasu lachmo shel mizbeach. That's very important. Emuri kodshim kalim shehelon lifnei zrikas damim, right? Lo yerdu. Why nasu lachmo shel mizbeach? What happened? So you shechted the korban, you had the emurim, and what did you do? You brought the emurim onto the mizbeach before you did the zrika, out of order. By kodshim kalim, the zrika is very important. Because once they do the, by kachem kalim, the only time the emurim becomes subject to me'ilah is only after zrika. That's a chiluk we've seen a few times. Kachem, there's me'ilah right away. Kachem kalim, there's me'ilah and the emurim only after the zrika. Meaning, what does that mean? That shows that the zrika is what creates the emurim to be set aside for the mizbeah. Before that, they're not set aside. That's why there's no me'ilah. So what happens here? You brought up the emurim prior to throwing the blood. So even though the emurim have not yet been, quote, set aside for the mizbeach, because before zrika they don't have ne'ilah, nevertheless, you don't take them down, because nasu lachmo shel mizbeach. They become the bread, they become the bread of the mizbeach. That's what the case is. Okay, that's what Ula says. We'll come back to this later in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, as to talk about this more. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Afa na namit nina. We'll discuss. He's going to bring a raya to Ula from the following brisa, right? The brisa similar to our Mishnah. Shimon said that an ola, right? So that concept of an ola, that only an ola kshera. How do we know that something that's nishvat balayla or something that's nishvat dama or sheyotza dama puts the klayim? How do we know that those things in ololo teirid? We learned it out because it says Torah sa ola. The Torah said that there's one din for all olim, im ololo yerju. Well, you see from here, the case of nishbach dama. So nishbach dama means the blood wasn't thrown. Then nevertheless, the emurim went up. So they don't come down, right? So he says, umah hasam, in this case of nishbach dam, to im bol lizrok, ein lo lizrok. He can't even throw the blood if he wanted to, because it all poured out on the floor. Nevertheless, we say, whether it's amart im ololo yerju, we say you don't bring it down. So hacha, in our case, which was the emurim, the emurim did go up and there is no blood. The emurim just went up and the blood hasn't been thrown yet. But you can still throw the blood. So kal b'chomer imba lizrok lo kosherkein. So the imba lizrok zorik lo kosherkein is mizbeach mekadosh them. If in a case where you can't even throw the blood, the mizbeach is mekadosh the emurim that went up. Kosherkein, the mizbeach is mekadosh the emurim where you still can throw the blood afterwards just because it went out of order. So you see that in the raya, so the Gemara says, no, I'll make a difference. I'll say that there's no raya. What we made a distinction between kachim kalim and kachim kachim. Let's say that brisa. Who said that brisa is talking about kachim kalim? Maybe that brisa is talking about tirgamar kachim kachim. So I don't need the blood to make it to set aside for the evil. I don't need the blood to set aside for the royal mizbeah. It's automatically subject to evil. It's automatically subject to part of the mizbeah. That's why if the blood spills out, you don't bring the emurim down. But maybe the kachim kalim, where you need the blood to make it royal mizbeah. It went up before the blood was thrown, it's nothing, and it can come down. But Tirgamah Kachim Kachim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tirgamah Kachim Kachim. Perush HaMishnah Zos V'Kachim Kachim. She Kedushas Aguf Aleim Lifnei Zrika. Prior to Zrika. The Gemara says, wait a second. How can you tell me that the Braisa is talking about kachim? The end of the Braisa, it talks about a Korban Pesach. The right Pesach, kachikalim hu. Pesach is kachikalim. Right? So shlamim, it's kachikalim. You're talking about the same halachas by Pesach. So I don't understand what the Havmid was. If you look in the Mishnah Sibbat Bar Braisa, the Mishnah talks about what psul by Pesach, the Gemara says, Tirgum b'shalol l'shman. The Mishnah only talking about a psul of shalol l'shma when it comes to Pesach. That, if it goes up, don't come down. But this is talking about the spilling of the blood. They're not talking about Korban Pesach on that. Look at Rashi. Tirgum shalol l'shma. Pesach lo tanalei ele apsula. The Pesach is only mentioned in the Braisa and the Mishnah, the psul related to it. The shalol l'shma, the Ketani Bosh, the Shachton shalol l'shma. Look at our Mishnah. Let's just look at the Gosh of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Elim ololo yerdu, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, where is it? In the Braisa. Okay. Talking about did we mention Pesach in the Mishnah? Elohim Oli. Oh, you don't know. Just one second. Let's look at it. Maybe it didn't. No, it didn't. What about the previous Mishnah? No, we mentioned the previous Mishnah. All right, maybe we'll mention another Mishnah. We definitely mentioned the Braisa. All right, what? Is it? All right. So, Barei Pesach, the Gemara says, no, Tirgum below the Shema. The Pesach was below the Shema. But now the Gemara says, wait a second. Look at our Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalet. Right, this is our Mishnah. It says, the Kulan, and all of them, She'olu Chayim L'gabi Mizbeach Yerdu. The Mishnah says, all behemoths that go up to the Mizbeach when they are alive, they come down. So what's the obvious inference, hashchutin lo yerdu. But if there's shachut on the mizbeach, they don't come down. And what does it mean? It says the chulon, all. So my lab lo shnach kachikachim, lo shnach kachikalim. We're talking about both about kachikachim and kachikalim. Right. But now we're trying to prove from the Mishnah that the Mishnah. We're trying to prove ula. Ula says, Emur kachikalim, shahal basic islam and lo yardu. Try to prove for a Mishnah. He said, no, the Mishnah is talking about kachikachim. No, it's not talking about kachikachim. It's not talking about kachikalim, it's talking about kachikachim. I have a pesach kachikalim. Pesach is often lo rishma. But our Mishnah says the chulon. The chulon that went up alive, they come down. Mashma, they always shechted on top. They went up after shechita, they don't come down. No distinction between kachikachim and kachikalim, then we'd still have a raya to ula. So when it says, no, lo, that's not a raya, hashchutin. When it says shchutin, it means mehen yerdu or mehen lo yerdu. If it's shachut, some go down, some don't go down. Of course, says, wait a second, how can you say that? Well, kula katani. This is the word all. You're trying to say some yes, some no. The word says kula. The part of the Mishnah says kula. The Gemara says, what's it talking about? Kulon, the word kulam goes achayim, meaning all of them, if they're alive, they go on the Mizbeah, they can come down. There's no inference on shchita. So Gemara says, that's shchita. That's pasha. We know that, right? Why do we know that? Right? Because they can, you take them and bring them back up after the shchita. You don't have to do anything with them. What's the fiddish? So the Gemara says, no, olam achayim. You're right, it's pasha. What's talking about achayim? But it's talking about a specific type of chayin. It's talking about ubedukin sheba ayin. We're talking about live animals that have a cataract or some type of psul, according to Rabbi Kiva. Look at Rabbi Kiva, right? The Amar im ololo yerdu. Rabbi Kiva said in our Mishnah that if behemoths that have this type of mum go up on the mizbeach lo yerdu, because he says that this mum is kosher ba'opos. Since it's not completely removed from the concept of gachim, it im ololo yerdu. So comes our Mishnah to tell us that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mizbeah is not Mekadish, these types of animals, the Zedek is only the concept of animals if they went up after Shechita. But if they went up when they were alive, they come down because the behemoth is not Mekadesh, live animals. And even though in this instance, you wouldn't be able to bring them back onto the Mizbeach, why? Because Rashi points out as a din that Psulim that went up to the Mizbeach and they came down, they can never go back up. So Rabbi Akiva is going to say it like this. If you shechted an animal that has this type of mum and it goes up, don't take it down. But in the Chiddush of the Mishnah is telling me, even according to Rabbi Akiva, if this type of animal, this type of mum goes up when it's alive and then it comes down, then afterwards if it went up, it would have to come down. Okay. So Gemara says, wait a second. So B'mayu Kimta. So what did you just establish our Mishnah is talking about? But Kimta B'Psulim. We're talking about Pasul Karbonos. They have a Baal Mum. Yes, Rabbi Akiva says that in these Psulim, all will tear you, but they're still Pasul. You're not supposed to bring them up in the first instance. Then, so we're talking about Psulim. So Ema Seifa. So how would you talk about, look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'chein Ola, you have an Ola, she also chaya l'rosh ha-mizbeach tere. That if it went up alive to the head of the Mizbeach, you bring it down. But Shchata b'rosh ha-mizbeach, but if you shechted it on the top of the Mizbeach, then yashit v'in l'teach v'bim koma. Then you should place, skin it and chop it up into its pieces on top of the Mizbeach. Now v'in psula, you just established that our Mishnah is talking about fossil animals. V'in psula, but heshet v'in tuachi, why are you skinning it and why are you chopping it into pieces? We're talking about an animal that has dukin shabayim. That's what we just established the Mishnah. So what are you doing with it on top of Mizbeach? You're right, im also oteirei, but you can't do the other mitzvahs to it. What are you skinning it and chopping it up for? Zumar says, v'nitach osa. The halacha is, that nituach is only done osa, amar rahmana. Osa k'sheir v'lo psula. You don't do nituach to a pasul animal. Our mission says you're doing nituach, it can't be talking about a pasul animal. If it's not talking about a pasul animal, then what are we talking about by saying we're talking about dukin shvayim? Gemara says, no, Seifa, Asan, Likshera. You're right, Enoch Hanami, split it up. The Reish is talking about a Dukin Shabayim. The Seifa is talking about a case where it's not possible. It's talking about a kosher animal that goes up, then you do Niteach. So what's the Chiddush? Right? Umay Kamash Malon. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, the Yesh Hefshet, Berosh Habizbeah. It comes to teach us that if you made a mistake and you shechted the animal, kosher animal on top of Mizbeach, you don't have to bring it down to do the Nituach. You can do the Nituach right on top. It's more to do on top of the Mizbeach. Gemara says, wait a second. Ulamanda Amar, that's at Machlokas, whether or not you're allowed to be two up on top of his bed. Ulamanda Amar, Shit Mekabet says, Han Yichal Lamanda Amar, Yesh Hefshet Yitu of Mizbeah. El Lamanda Amar, Ain Hefshet Yitu of Rosh Mizbeah. According to that, Manda Amar says, you have to bring it down to do the Hefshet and the Nitua. Ma'ikal Meimar. How does he explain our Mishnah? You can't say that our Mishnah is talking about a case that we didn't Hefshet Yitu on top of Mizbeah. That can't be what's going on? What is the Mishnah talking about for this guy? Tosas points out, why do I need to go through this whole Shaka Vatari to get this question? This question I can ask. I can ask this question no matter what. It says, the Mishnah says you can mash in the Tuach on top of Mizbeach. But the Zaman Dhamma says he can't. What has Kash on him? Why are we only asking this Kash now? That's the Tosas of Michael Mashmalat. The Gemara says, talk of my Eskinon. What are we talking about over here? According to Zaman Dhamma, we're talking about a case. Shahaisil Oshasa Kosher Benifsla. At one point it was Kosher, and then it became Pasol. Meaning, according to this, Shita, you have to say that the Seifa of the Mishnah is talking about a behemoth that went up onto the Mizbeah when it was kosher. And after it was shechted on top of the Mizbeah. And after it was shechted, the blood, for example, was thrown, and then the blood was thrown, and then it became nifsal. Some way, maybe you threw the blood in an appropriate manner, but it went up to the Mizbeah as a kosher animal. So in this case, even this Manda Amr would say that you can do the Hefshet of the Nituah on the Rosh HaMizbeah. Right, Rashi says towards the bottom. Going to Heisel Shasa Kosher leHefshet Kodem Psula Bas Hefshet. Right, leHefshet Kodem Psula Bas Hefshet Nituachi Vafihi Lamata Vabaser Pasul Benisra. Is going on. That's the cases over here is where there was Kosher first. So once there was a Shasa Kosher on top of Mizbeah, you can do Hefshet Nituach on top of Mizbeah. They will only hold it. You can't do Hefshet Nituach on top of Mizbeah. If there is no time where the animal is kosher, right? And that, sorry? So, and that, and it goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, he to Amar, Kevon Shin Nizrak Adam, since the blood was thrown, the Hurtza Basar Shoachas, and therefore the Basar was Roi, for what, at least 1 minute, it was Roi, then Yashitanov Oru LaKohanim. Then you can skin it, and you could give the skin to the Kohanim, and you could do everything with it. I don't know, maybe what happened was he shefted it on top of his bed through the blood, and then for some reason the Pamei Kohen got in and touched it. Something happened to the meat post the Zerika. So this guy would say, this Maimon would still say, in that instance, you could do that shit in Yeshua. The Gemara says, wait a second. According to you now, that we're saying, so now we still have it. The Mishnah is talking about an Ola that became Pasul. So El the Katani, there's a Tosefta that explains this Brisa. The Tosefta says, Keten Oseh, so what do you do when the Ola went up alive to the Rosh Mizbeach and you shechted it there? And we're talking about, we established Rabbi Kiva, we're talking about a Pasul animal. So what do we do? Keten Oseh, Morid Esakira Vayim Lemata, Umeidichon. So you bring the innards down from the Zbeach, and then you, I guess, you wash them, right? You wash them, right? What's Madichon? Right? So he says, Lomeli, why do I do this? Why should I do this? What's the behemoth, basically, what's the behemoth's puzzle? So if you bring the Kirbayim down, you can't bring it back up to the Mizbeach. So what's the point of washing them out? It's a puzzle animal. The only reason why it would be worthwhile to wash them is if it's going to go back up onto the Mizbeach. But it's not going to go back up on his bed. It's a puzzle animal. So Gemara says, no. Hechi Navi. What are we supposed to do? Nachrivinu bitirtayu. Are we supposed to be makriv the behema with the tirsha, with the insides? You can't do that. You have to wash them. Again, this is an animal that went up, and we say, also loteri. So we have to wash, right? It's loteri. You don't take it down. So what are you supposed to do? Just go wash it off? We have to wash it off. Because you're not allowed to bring the disgusting, because the Pasuk of Malachi says, if you bring a disgusting present to the king, is he going to, you know, show you favor? So therefore, you can't be mocked in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kirbayim, with the hefresh, with the, I don't know what it is, the perish inside. What did you find that? With the waste, okay, inside it. So, I don't understand. We just said, you also located it. It wasn't okay. So that, the meat doesn't... But the heifer has to get cleaned out. So the Gemara says, "Anon hachik karminon." So that's what the Gemara. Right. Yeah. Right. So he says you got to bring down the heifer to wash it off, and then what? And you're going to bring it back up? You don't bring it back up anyway. So the Gemara gets that. So the Gemara says, "You're right. You cannot bring the behemoth to perish. El anon hachik karminon meidichon lamali." Why do I have to wash the kirbayim, right? Why do I have to wash the kirbayim? Mimela, you're not allowed to ask that question. Mimela, you're not allowed to bring them back up. I understand why you take the kirbayim, why you take the... So the Gemara says, no, the reason why you wash them out, you take them down, you wash them out, the E, mitrami kohen achwina below yodan naskinu. If another kohen sees them on the ground, doesn't realize it's from a puzzle, and he brings it back up, then it's okay to bring it back up. Also there. So Gemara says, wait a second. I don't know, they could not be able to also be leading a kala. So we're going to do something that potentially has the potential to do a tachasal stuff onto the Mizbeah. So the Gemara says, afilo hachi adifa, ema kanami, this is better to do it this way. Shalo yu kachi shemayim utalim ki nevela. We don't want the dikirbayim, you know, to be sitting like a nevela, that there'll be a bizoya. We want to wash them out. They're still kachim. They're also kachim. We want to wash them out. I don't know, sure I get this. I don't know what you do with them. What if a coin doesn't bring them up? Burned them on the Mizbeach, I guess. After you wash it out. I guess the Kirbayim, you wash it out afterwards. But I don't understand what the whole thing is. Basically, you have a puzzle animal that was up on the Mizbeach. It was also located. No, it was a guy, and it got shafted. So then you don't take the animal down. You take the Kirbayim down to wash out. But the potential is this, and maybe a pony doesn't know that this is from a puzzle animal, bring it back up. Okay? There's no way to bring it back up. All right, so why don't we just not wash them? So we don't want, because we don't want to leave them hanging around. So there's still cut them in there. We don't want to leave them disgusting like a piece of nevela. Burn, yeah. Take it to the base of strafe or something like that. It's all the issue. It's also okay. This is the case where they walk the animal up to the bed. I guess everything else. There's an Ola. Everything was on this bed. I guess so. Yeah. Wash it out. All right. Now, going back to what we said before about this whole din started by Ula. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says a similar thing. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, boy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has suffered. And Imuri Kadoshim Kalim, Shehelon, the Fnei Zvikas Damim, Yerdu or Lo Yerdu. Taking that or not taking that? Why? What would be the suffix? The suffix is, because you didn't do Zvika yet. So maybe they're not set aside for the Mizbeach yet. So the Gemara says, so Amalei Rabba Ami, Viti Voy Lach Me'ila. Why don't you ask whether or not they have Me'ila? See, the tension seems to be that is also Lo Teirid contingent on Me'ila or not. And the answer would be no, we're going to separate. Einach and Ami, there's no Me'ila yet, but still also Lo Teirid. So the Gemara is, so Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, Me'ila lo mikam yivoyli. I have no suffix when it comes to Me'ila. There's Zerika who the Kabbalah of Me'ila. Me'ila only becomes subject to Me'ila post Zerika. So right here, there's no Zerika, there's no Me'ila. Ki mikam yivoyli yirida. The only shaila I have, I'm a supik whether or not it has to come down. Meaning, is the also loteri dependent on the Me'ila or not? So Gemara says, Upashit, and he answered, Lo yerdu. He says that they're not dependent on each other. It says lo yerdu because we're saying the mitzvah is mekadish it, but ain't behem me'ila because me'ila only comes out after zrika. That's I think we passed it that way. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Masni Haki, he learned the suffix this way. Amar Chibar Ava by Rav Yochanan, a muri kadoshim kalim shehelol they zrikas dam and yeshem me'ila lo. He learned that he had the suffix by me'ila. So the Gemara says Amalach Rav Abi b'tiboy l'chol yerida. You should ask the Shiloh about Yerida. So Amalei, he says, no, Yerida lo kami boi li dinasu lach mashal mizbeach. I know Yerida for sure that they don't come down because they're lach mashal mizbeach. The Shiloh is, does lach mashal mizbeach now create Me'ila as well? Right? So ki kami boi li Me'ila. Upashat hachi lo yardu ve'emem Me'ila. The Pashat that it's lach mashal mizbeach, but since there's no Zerika, there's no Me'ila. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said Eluhen Psulan, and we said that Rabbi Kiva was Machshir Bali Mumin. What type of Bali Mumin was Rabbi Kiva Machshir? You already know what he said. He says Dukat Shiva Ayin. The whole Machlokas in the previous Gemara we talked about it means Dukat Shiva Ayin is a daf of the cataract, or it's any type of Mumin that's just not really visible. And some say it's even more Mumin. But Am Rabbi Yochanan Lo Hichshir Rabbi Kiva Eleba Dukat Shiva Ayin. Why? Hol Ksheirim Ba'Ofos. Since this type of psul is kosher by birds, this type of psul does not completely remove the status of hekesh because it still works by birds. So since it has a little bit left, it also loteri, right? But that's only caveat shekodam hekdeshon as mumam. That only if you were makish it before the mum. But if it had a mum and then you were makish it, it's nothing, right? Look at Tosos explains b'hu shekodam hekdeshon as mumam. Shechola alein kedushas mizbeach, aval kadam mumam lehekdeshon lo have kedushas mizbeach meolam vafilu b'dukin shiva ayin einam mizbeach mekatsha. Right. So let's say you had an animal that has a cataract, and then I try to be makdash it, and then someone shechs it and brings it up to mizbeach. They say, by the way, you guys, you should know that it was a bal mum prior to when I was makdash it. Take it down. The mizbeach is not going to be mekatsha. It's not because you. Remember we said before, it's also because the psul took place not the kedusha, right? That was the Shimon's line in the Mishnah, right? The line, the famous line in the Mishnah, the important line, right, is kol she psula b'kodesh. This is a psula b'kodesh. The psul took place prior to kodesh. Therefore, it comes down. Okay, you have to find. Yeah, you have to know the matzias. You have to determine it. Umode Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva also molde, but olas nekeva. I'm assuming an ola can only come from a male animal. So if you bring an ola from a female animal, it also teirid, because that's considered a mum before hektish. It can't be. So boy Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya always asks these types of kashas. So boy Rav Yirmiya. Yesh nirba ba'ofos o ein nirba ba'ofos. We said if an animal was nirba, right? If an animal was sodomized, or bestiality was done with an animal, that's the psulish lo b'kodesh. It also teirid. What about nirba by a bird? I don't know what the mitzvah is, but yesh nirba ba'ofos, o ein nirba ba'ofos. So let's say so a man was rova an oaf. I don't know what type of bird that goes up on the mizbeach you can do that with. With a turtle dove and a pigeon? But if you brought a raven into the base of Midrash, would anybody be bringing it to the Mizbeach? But it's not a Bnei Yonah, it's not a Torah. Okay, So yesh mirvah ofos olayin. So mi amrinan. Do we say the pasuk? Where do we learn out the psul of nirva? We learn it out from min habehema. We learn the pasuk says min habehema lahotzi is harovei benirva. So therefore kol habehema is hotzi roveya and nirva. So kol heicha di isi beroveya isa benirva. We'll have to less of a roveya, less of a nirva. You have to be roveya and nirva. We're learning that both out. So for a bird, I guess you can be roveya, but a bird can't be. You can't. What? A bird can't be the perpetrator. It's going to be the victim, as opposed to the behema, right? O dilma shari nevo avera. Or you say no, enough an ami. It was an avera was done with it, and therefore it's possible. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. So Amar Rabba says Rabbi Yirmiyah was the one who was thrown out of the base of Mishnah, right? Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabba, sorry. Yeah. All right, so the only way I can think about it is the guy makes a mistake and he thinks it's a different animal, a different carbon, and he brings it up, and then the other Kohen in charge says, "You fool, that was an Ola. That's why you have to have the tags." He says, "That is an Ola. Oh, it's an Ola, it's an Akeva, take it down." Because that's the soul beforehand. Okay. So Amar Rabba, Rabba's now trying to prove that, Roveya by a bird. Tashma, with the raya, following raya. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Kiva machshir by Bali Mumin. Rabbi Kiva was machshir by Bali Mumin, which we said was dukin sheba ayim, because it's kosher by a bird. Basically, the logic is that Rabbi Kiva says anything that's kosher by a bird is him also lokere. So if Roveya was kosher by a bird, no, neba, all those things are not going. No, all these things are not kosher. No, but all this, and that's where Rabbi Kiva argues. That's the whole point. Rabbi Kiva doesn't argue on any other thing. He doesn't argue by any other type of, he doesn't argue by Rabbi Yanir, but Moksha Nevan, Esther Mechir, Klein, Trade, for Yossi Dopen. He only argues by Balmumin. Because Balmumin, these Balmumin are crushed by a bird. So if he's saying that anything that's crushed by a bird, even by Behemoth, also Tarek. So if Nirva by a bird was kosher, then Rabbi Kiva should argue by Nirva as well, as Gemara is going to say. The fact that he doesn't shows that Nirva is possible by a bird. That's what he says. The in Isa nafshir nami b'nirbeya v'nirva hoil v'kosher v'ofo shmaminah. If Nirva was kosher by a bird, Rabbi Kiva would say that by an animal Nirva im also lokeri. The fact that he doesn't shows that Nirva is possible by a bird as well. Shmaminah. Now there's another raya to answer this. Amar Rav Nachman, from the Pashat Vashon of the Brisa. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak af ana namit nina. We learned this explicitly in a Brisa. Talking about a bird here. Nirva, Moksa, Neva, Esther, Mechir, Tumtum, Madrogonos, Kulam, Matami, Bugadim, Beis Apliya. They're all Matami, Bugadim, Beis Apliya. Meaning that they all become Tame, right? If they're swallowed by a person, he's Tame, and his clothing becomes Tame. Because once these birds are pasul from a carbon, if they're pasul from a carbon, then you do Malika, then they're Nevela, and they become Tame. What's the first one we mentioned? Nirva. Clear, it's not touched. That's there. Interesting, though, Rashi points out, one of the things that they bring down a tumtum and an androgynous. Why would a tumtum and an androgynous be a problem by a bird? Tumtum and androgynous, it has both male and female simonim, or it does, you can't tell. The point being, I don't know how to watch my verb, but the point being is that it's one or the other. Both male and female birds are kosher. So why would you have a problem? It's mimonosof, it's one or the other. So the Rashi brings that because there's a machlokas as to whether Tumtum Drogonos is a suffix one suffix the other, or it's a variant of the Theasno, its own entity. And so here you see, it's only, because it's Rashi, Tumtum Drogonos. We avo pi shalom nemar tamos v'zachos v'okos. We don't have that problem by birds. Kasov a variant of the Theasno, he ain't no suffix zachar mekeva. And then he says, according to Rabbi Yezer, who's cholik, he would have to say that you have to take out Tumtum Drogonos from this list. Okay. Next. Rabbi Chanin Skanakohanim said that his father was Doche, the Bali Mumin from the Mizbeach. So my Kamashma. So what's when Chanin Skana Kohan come to teach us that his father would push the Bali Mumin off the Mizbeach? That's what Tanakama said. You can't have the Bali Mumin on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, Ebayim is Ema Maisha Kamashmalad. Usually we pass him, it's easier to pass him if you have a Maisha Shahya. So we don't continue with that. This is what someone actually did, not like Rabbi Kiva. So he knocked it off. Ebayim is Ema Maidocha Kil Achar Yad. What does Docha mean? Maybe you just remove it, you know, clearly. He did it like he pushed it like in a Kil Achar Yad type of way. But there's still this kachim here. You don't want to treat it in a disrespectful manner. Okay. Now the Mishnah said, just like im ola lo yerdu, so too im yerdu, if they fall off, lo ola. Don't put it back on. Ula says, don't put it back on. That's only if they came off before the fire started burning on them. Amar Ula Lo Shanu Ella Shelo Mashla Behena Or. They didn't start burning. Aval Mashla Behena Or. But if they started to caught fire, Mashla Behena Or, Yalu. Then you can put them back on, even though they fell off. But Rav Mari Masti Aresha. Rav Mari learned Ula's statement going on the Resha, which means the Resha means our Mishnah, that's come to tell me that even Psulim, that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that we usually say in Yerdu Lo Yalu, he's come to say, but that only applies if the fire didn't take hold of them. Rav Chanina Misura Masna Seifa. Rav Chanina from Sura, he learns Ula's words on the Seifa. What's the Seifa? The Seifa is going to be the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, Ha'atzamos, the bones, Vagidin, the ligaments, Vakronim, I guess it's the horns, Vatlafayim, which I think means the fingernails, Bizman Shemichubarin, Yalu, if they are still connected, right? If they're still connected to the animal, you bring them on the Mizbeach. But Pershu, that they separated from the meat of the animal before the animal went up onto the Mizbeach, Lo Yalu. You don't bring them up onto the Mizbeach. And even if they went up on the Mizbeach, you bring them down. And Amar Ula, and Ula says there, Lo Shanu, Ella Shalom, Mashla Behen, Or. You only say you take them down if they didn't start burning. But if the fingernails started burning, about Mashla Behen, Or, then, and even though they fell off, Yalu, you put them back on. Once the Or burns it, it's part of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Manda Masya Seifa, according to Rechayim and Shuro, who learns the words of Ula on the Seifa, Kol Shekein Resha. He definitely holds that, but Ula holds the same thing by the Resha. Why? Because the Resha is dealing with a Barim of the Ola and the Emurim, which were roi, lest they were puzzled, they were roi to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So therefore we say the Ish is going to be, it's going to grab it. Those fingernails aren't roi for the Mizbeach at all, the Ish grabs it, Kol Shekein, the Mizbeach is going to grab, the Ish is going to grab these things. But Ma'ad Damasni HaReisha, according to Rav Mari, who says, Allah by Ulus by the Reisha, Aval Seifa Lavnei HaKoraninu. By the Seifa, he's going to say, that's not the din. Even if Shalta Ben Ish on the bones and on the fingernails, if they fell off the Mizbeach, Lo Yardu, because they're not even part, of the Haktaras HaKarbon, therefore the Ish won't work. Of course. Yeah. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.